When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Without further ado, everyone, give it up for Jen and Kristen. I mom so hard!
Is this on?
We're on. We're live.
Check, baby. Check, baby.
Two, one, three, four. Check.
Just kidding. We're not rapping
one, two,
tonight.
Checka.
Lucky you.
Maybe we are. You don't know that we're not. It could happen.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we also just give a giant round of applause to this beautiful theater, the Benson Theater?
Oh, wow.
What is up?
It's so nice.
Fancy shit, man. We have been in some theaters that were like, you want us to hold our own light?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is like fancy.
Don't fall in the hole on the stage. And
yeah.
This is beautiful. But gosh, Benson, way to step
Benson.
It up, man. Because when I told my mom we're playing in Benson, she was like, oh, ooh. God, lock your doors.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's like chic as fuck.
I know.
Yeah, yes, I know, I know.
Yes, and when I was younger and I was living in Central City, Nebraska, where I'm from, I don't know if your parents were like this, but like you'd say, I'm going to Omaha, and they were like, ooh.
Oh God, if somebody flashes their lights, you keep
God,
driving.
You're gonna go off the wrong exit, and then you're gonna go into the mall and you're gonna walk to your car and someone's gonna slice your Achilles heel.
It. Yeah.
Because it's gang season.
That's right.
It's gang season
in
Omaha.
That's right. They're jumping people in right now. They're cruising Dodge, South
yeah.
Roads. I got my ears pierced there.
Yes, because Jen is from...
B-Town!
So we are very excited to be here. Also, a big shout out to Timmy and the Omaha Comedy Festival because this is a big deal.
It's huge.
And
it's
you
awesome.
Guys, if you can go to all the other stuff that's playing as well, take the time, go support because this is really badass. So we're very excited to be a part of it.
Yes.
And to
is
be
this
here.
Our first comedy festival ever?
This is our first comedy festival ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's nice to know at our age there's still some firsts left.
Yeah, there's a first time we're gonna die too. That's
yeah. We
should also say that one of the fine sponsors of this festival and this show is Accomplice Wine.
Yes,
which was started by these two really hot women.
Yes,
we don't know exactly this, who they are.
This really dumb vintner wine guy was like, hey, we would like to start a wine with you. And we were like, we would like to do that too. And they invited us to the vineyard to do a tasting, which at one point they were like, you're supposed to have some left in the glass. Like,
And you're like, supposed to spit it into a bucket. And
we were three sheets in by the second Cabernet. They were like, we've made a grave mistake.
Yeah.
At one point, they were like, you ladies have to go. We had the hotel for two nights. You've been here eight. You have to.
Yeah, it's time.
But, so we just want you to know, this is our juice. We picked it out. We were there for the tasting. To us, it tasted great.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoy it. It's Accomplice Wine.
So stick around afterwards, and you can taste some, too, if you don't have some.
You can taste some, too.
Yeah.
But, hey, Jenny, I think maybe we should.
Is it time to podcast,
I think we should podcast.
Kristen?
Which is our first time podcasting in front of a live audience. So we're very excited about this.
We're so excited. And also, sorry to this zone of the audience where my crotch will undoubtedly get exposed, but I'm going to tell you, I have two pairs of underwear on, as I usually do, and one pair's maternity. Because I like how
I
it
make
feels
no
on
apologies
my stomach.
To the front row, and many times I will just show it to you on purpose.
We're podcasting, and we're podcasting live. We've never done it before.
This is very exciting to us. I'm going to be... so weird about this because I'm going to feel very tethered to this chair and my attention deficit hyperactivity disorder will be fighting me the whole night. I just want you to know that. So will the lights because they're beautiful.
That's
see
right.
What I did there?
That's
see,
right.
And I got to stay here.
There, you guys are going to see how many tangents actually get edited out of this fucker once it goes up because it's a lot.
Our husbands are like, where did you go? We're like, what the fuck does it matter? We're having a good time.
That's right. And you guys, move that bottle back because we're recording you. Do you know this?
Yeah, we're recording you. You didn't sign a release.
It's online.
You're recording us. We're recording each other. Everything's happening. And now Casey, do I need to touch a button or is it going?
Is it going? It's working?
Look, I got to
Casey's here. If you listen to the podcast, you know Casey.
Casey.
She's our producer.
We also have some of our tried and true friends in the back, and we like to call them our fact checkers because we're going to talk about where we grew up, the friends that we've had, the loved ones we know,
and some of the shit that we've done.
Jenny
and Robbie are back there. Joel and Beth here, too. They can really call me on a lot of my shit.
Lynn is walking around taking photographs, and might I just say, from the very beginning, we've been supported by our friends in this. And when we did our first show in Lincoln, which we had no idea that it was going to be the event that it was, we tried to do merch and we brought a bunch of t-shirts and we were like, we have like 5,000 t-shirts and we don't know where the fuck to put them.
Yeah.
And our friends stood up and they were like, we will run your merch table. And my friend looked at me and said, I will make myself a badge.
God.
Oh, we brought so much shit from our storage unit for you guys because...
We're trying to size down. That rent's too much.
Listen, our parents, that's what I almost said.
Well.
Our husbands.
Yeah.
They're like,
where are you going with this, Kristen? I'm so scared right now.
I had too many things going on at once. Let me just say, off the top here.
Okay.
When we...
That Freudian slip really messed you up, didn't it?
Well, it's one of the things I wanted to talk about because I got to get it off my chest.
Well, we're going to get there because we saw our parents today. Not that we're sisters, but kind of suffering, we are. But we have all this merch that our husbands are so tired of.
Yeah.
And they're like, we could move to a smaller house. Make money?
No. See, that would be the smart thing, but what we've done is just kept it in a fucking storage unit.
Yeah. We've just overthought the merchandising
for so long. We literally have 1,000 wine openers that we're trying to give away at school events.
Nobody wants them. Nobody wants them.
We are not perfect. There are things we need to improve. Our merch game is one of
them. You know what? Write your address down and leave it on the stage, and we'll send you some shit.
That's how bad we are at business. We're like, your money, we don't want it. We'll pay for shipping to you.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing it.
Maybe leave $5 because we got to flat rate that. Yeah, so
I don't know. Buy the wine. Buy the wine. We'll send you free shit. It'll all work out in the end. So we're very excited to be here tonight. I feel very excited to be here tonight because, well, my wonderful best friend Jen and Casey helped me because I brought my kids with me.
Such a mistake.
Not tonight.
Why'd you do that?
Because I had the best of intentions. I thought my parents live in Lincoln, and I was like, I'm going to surprise them with my kids so they can have some grandma and grandpa time. And it's going to be amazing. Thank you for your money. You can do that all night.
Oh, there you go. Somebody threw an address and money on the stage. Thank you.
That is the first time I've ever done that, and I still have pants on.
Hold on, Kristen. Go work for those. Go work for those ones, girl.
Hold on a second. Let me.
That's it. Boom. 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 Nice.
You know.
It's her paper.
This is a podcast. Stop giving me your money.
No.
Woman.
What's wrong? See, no. This is what's
oh
wrong.
Oh, my God. This. No, stop giving. Okay, but you have a five there. You could not. I'm just kidding. You guys, we're going to.
No, Kristen, that five's too much. That's too much.
We could use it for shipping costs.
That's a 20. Give it back, Kristen.
I'm not giving it back. Back to my parents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So hot.
I'm really going to pound this drink.
Am I doing this wrong? Am I popping my consonants?
Well, you can hold the microphone. You don't have to keep moving that.
I'm lazy, Kristen.
Well, okay.
You hold it. I'm going to...
And she's got a nice manicure, so it looks very put together the way she does it.
I can't do my drink and the microphone at the same time, and I have priorities, you guys.
So Jen and Casey helped me with my kids, and they are pretty decent on the flight, although I got upgraded to first class, and my kids had to sit and coach, and I didn't feel bad about it.
She was like, see ya.
I was like, have fun in 28D.
Yeah. They were fine, you guys.
They were fine. They're fine. They're 11 and 9. They're fine. So my big idea was I'm going to take him. My mom doesn't know. It's going to be a surprise. It's going to be so wonderful, whatever. I'm very excited about it. The kids are so excited about it. We finally get to Lincoln. My mom has no idea. It's everything I wanted and more. We also took a video of it because why would you do anything and not take video? And it was the most wonderful moment. The kids are like hugging her and she like started crying.
I saw the video. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And then right as it got over, I thought to myself, what do we do now? Now I'm stuck with them in this house.
You're going to have to engage.
And yeah. I'm going to have to engage. And here's one thing I'm going to say.
You lasted longer than I thought you would.
I forget that my parents are getting a little bit older. And that is not something I'm trying to criticize. I'm just saying, why the fuck do you need 50 cuckoo clocks?
Right, right, because as you get older, you get more clocks.
And they make more noise.
They just remind you that
I'm
time's ticking by.
I'm going to just say something controversial. Old people are loud. They're louder than any yeah. kid you've ever met.
Yeah, they get up real early,
they get
too.
Up and they get the fuck up early.
Yeah.
So my dad is yelling down at me this morning. Hey, Kristen, how do you want your eggs? I'm like, not at 4 a.m. And so then you walk through my mom's house, and it's literally like you're on the Small World ride at Disney because she's literally got shit that moves. Like when you walk in front of a plant, it goes, it's a small world after
all. Wait, what is it? Is it like those solar things?
There's plants. Like we used to be a teacher, so everything is weird and animatronic. And then she's got this weird cuckoo clock that sounds like it's like ethereal. It's like,
Kristen, does she know you have ADHD?
I fucking think she's trying to bring me
into
the ground.
She's going to break you.
I'm like, and then every time I look at her, I say the same thing. I go, does that thing have to go off every 30 minutes? And she says the same thing every time she looks at me and she goes, it was very expensive. Oh. That
shit.
Feels stupid. I think that clock guy ran a deal on you. He's like, this fucker goes off every 30 minutes.
They saw you coming, Terry.
Why would you want a clock that goes off every 30 minutes? I don't understand it. It is all day. It is every day. There are singing plants. So I left super early this morning.
At 4:45.
And got into my hotel room. And I laid down and I sobbed myself to sleep. Oh no, it was happy. They were
joyful.
They were
tears
of joy. I accidentally took the wrong road and I ended up in Seward and I was like, fucking, I don't care, I'm not there.
Yeah. I'm gonna take the route by
Ashland. It's a beautiful ride.
It's a nice.
I didn't have to hear about diverticulitis or or the price of anything, or a lot of size about my weight.
Since we've been back here, too, everybody's got a lot of theories on how to fix the Huskers, too. That's been a lot to deal with. I don't need your theory. I don't think anybody else needs.
I think we could coach the Huskers if I was going to.
Well, I think we could. Yes.
Do we watch the games? Are you kidding?
You know what? Let me tell you what Scott Frost is good for. Ripping that shirt off and doing push-ups. Everything else he's overpaid for. I'm just going to say that. No, stay in your lane, Scott. Stay in your lane. Don't act like he's that mean hot, too. Like, he wouldn't have talked to you in high school, but he still wanted to boom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
He's the guy you want to, like, slap in the mouth and then
kiss
French
him.
Kiss.
You're yeah.
Like, I'm going to slap you. And
talk to me. Don't give me that sideways
be
look.
Be mean to me and then love me and be mean to me and be love me.
Yeah. Get behind me and pull my hair. Did I just say that?
Yes. But everything else about coming back to Nebraska is super fun. And we love every time that we get to come back. And then we make the big, big mistake of getting on Zillow. And we look at your home prices and the fact that you get full basements. And
I want a basement so bad.
Were there?
I need a basement just for my Christmas and Halloween stuff. You don't know what you've got.
If you don't know Jen, Jen shops like surgeons do surgery.
I start at 5 a.m.
She's scrubbing in. She's stretching before
I'm always
she goes.
On call.
Like,
yeah.
Those bins aren't going to go through themselves.
I get a little blood on my hands and I don't care.
We knew we were in trouble when she texted me today because we brought a bunch of stuff here that we're not going to take back. So she said, there's an extra suitcase, right? And I was like, Jen's shopping. Jen has shopped.
I did.
And we are taking back all of it in a giant jumbo suitcase.
I'm not going to lie when I say I bought 8 swim shirts.
But, brag, how much did you pay for those?
$2 each.
$2 each. We're going to come back to Nebraska and get some deals, y'all.
That's right.
All right.
Are we gonna podcast about the...
I think we should podcast.
Yeah.
Now, thank you for... This is where we get to do this official thing. Thank you for coming to the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. And you could just Google it if you don't know. You can find them somewhere.
If you don't know what a podcast is, call my parents because they don't either.
Yeah.
You can find us.
You
We're
can
on
message
the TikTok,
us. We'll tell you.
TikTok.
The Insta.
The Instagrams.
The FaceTime.
The YouTubes.
All of them.
All of those fancy social media places. We are on them. Not well, but we are on them.
Yeah. We forget about our jobs.
Yes. So. I think we should all toast. Cheers.
Yep.
Yes. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Yes. So I think what we're going to talk about tonight is how... Well, Jen, you say it the best way.
Well, how we keep staying the same age, but the world keeps growing up around us at a very rapid clip. Like, it's
the
it's
easy way to say it is we're turning into our parents. What the fuck do we do? That's
yeah.
the title of this
because
episode.
Because this is what I feel like about aging. You're a child, you're a teenager, you're in your 20s, you dip your toe into 30s, and then all of a sudden you're
like 70.
Right? All of a sudden, you're old and you can't keep up with all of the things.
You can't keep up with all the things. I don't know about you guys. Our kids right now are running circles and around us in tech. Like they figure out our passwords. They know how to navigate apps. They know how. Like,
but I tell mine my password because I don't remember them. So since
oh my god,
since my son was 3, I'm like just it's the same one for everything. And don't you got the same? I know her password, and it's the same for everything. So if you know where she went to high school and graduated, you can own her house. You're gonna have to change that.
You guys.
Every 20 years, Kristen, you got to change your password.
What are you doing going out down my age? Listen, you got to, the password conversation is such a real conversation. Honestly, it's like following me. My mother-in-law, it's the fight that my husband gets in with his mother all the time because she makes these passwords that are 30 characters long that basically have like Egyptian symbols
in them. Oh, like
the
suggested?
And she's like,
they're like strong?
It's like ampersand yeah. *15.
Evidently, a strong password is the Arabic alphabet.
Yeah, I go.
Everything like, else is.
Exactly.
Boom,
and I go,
weak.
Sarah, how did you pick this password? Well, I picked a random one because I didn't want anyone to get my money. And I go, but the random part of it makes it impossible to memorize, and now nobody can get your money.
Yeah. Well, you know what I do is I write them on the dry erase on the fridge so I don't forget them. And then if somebody breaks
God,
it.
My mom writes them on a recipe card and taped them to the back of her phone.
Wait, wait, wait. The phone that has all the apps and banking stuff in it?
Mm-hmm.
Feels like not a good idea.
Doesn't have a clue. Here's the kiss of death. Here's the first fight you'll have with your parents when you visit them. When you say this word, then it's just a shit show after this. Oh, God. What is your Wi-Fi?
Oh, jeez, I didn't know this was going to be a quiz.
Go. You all come right. in here acting all fancy like you're from California, but that's not where you were born, ma'am. And I was like, I was asking for your Wi-Fi.
Can I tell you guys what my Wi-Fi password is? It's
yeah,
not
please.
Anything else. This I feel like such an asshole because whenever somebody comes to our house and they go, what's your Wi-Fi password? My husband did this. Nobody believes it. It's I love Smedley.
Aww.
But I look like an asshole because it
Why?
Looks like I did that.
What do you want him to make it? Boobs and boners?
That's what
Hi,
my password
principal.
Is.
Thank you for coming to our house. Our
you
password
steal
is
my
boobs
phone.
And boners.
It's 69, 69, 69.
I mean,
it's very easy.
The password deal of it all. So I've made a deal with myself. I'm like, Kristen, you will have the same password on every single thing, everywhere, because the second you veer off, man, that's a sign. It's starting to happen to you. And you know what? Yeah. I have a hip injury, and I'm not going to talk about it tonight. I want to.
She's
so
too, you
bad.
Have to be tired of talking about it because
I want to talk
about it
so bad. I want to talk about the pain. I want to talk about my doctor's visit, but I'm not going to do it because I am fighting old age.
But okay, so this is what makes us feel old, though. So we did this show in Durant. Nobody here is
Oklahoma.
From Oklahoma that's going to give us a hard time, is there?
No, all we right, don't care.
You. Yeah. I mean, she's still sore on football from 30 years ago.
Yes, I am.
Hot, Kristen.
That rivalry stays. Thank
right,
you.
Right? That was a fun thing like to do the day after Thanksgiving than fight with your family, though, wasn't it?
Fuck yeah.
It unified you rather than being like.
Do you guys
like,
remember Brian Bosworth back in the day? Do you guys, anybody? I remember being very young, thank you very much, but being like, ooh, yeah. What's going on in my downstairs, Brian?
Yeah. I didn't know I liked a flat top.
I have a heartbeat in a weird place.
Yeah. Look at that looked at.
I'm not supposed to be rooting for him, but I'm rooting for him.
Mm-hmm. He played for Oklahoma?
He played for Oklahoma, yeah. I think I made sweet love to my teddy bear for like 8 hours. I was like, oh, he's so hot.
I'd like to see that guy now.
Hot. Guy.
Yeah, he's got that frost vibe.
He probably has diverticulitis right now.
I know. Bad hip. That guy's got, he's probably, yeah.
Fucking hell. God bless.
What were we talking about?
Know.
This
Let's
is where
go off
we
the rails.
Digress. No, we were talking
we're talking about the two hot guys. Well, okay. Why would we not tell two that story hot, okay. Every time we can?
You guys listen to this. We go to Oklahoma. Oh. We actually love the people from Oklahoma.
We do.
We had a really good time there, especially because two super hot, like 22-year-old guys.
We're at our show. There's 2,000 women. There's 8 husbands that were bound to go.
And there are
these two
college students.
Random hot college guys that we were confused. Like, why are you here? Like, why do you look like that? Why do you look like that?
Yeah. And we were at a casino. And so
my heartbeat started to go. I was like, she's still got it. She's alive.
You are a liability with young men. So we were like, well, they came up to us after the show and they were like, great
love
show.
It.
We were like, is there something wrong with you guys? Why'd you come
here? And they go, well, we go to college down the road and we were here and we were like, this seems fun. We're like, a show called My Mom So Hard seems fun.
Yeah,
great. And he goes, man, we had such a good time. This was the first comedy show we've ever been to in our lives. And then he goes, you got to snap us back. And Jen and I were like, snap you what?
Like this? This,
like
when
are
you're
we,
a jet, you're a jet till
you're
the
a jet.
End.
You're a jet. I was like, we're a West Side Story situation? And they both were like this. And they were snap you back. And they said Snapchat. And we were like, both of us in our very Nebraska way, we're like, we're not learning one new thing.
No. And then we heard a little bit about Snapchat. And we were like,
we don't do porn. Yeah.
Dirty people to send nude photos.
Well, my interest was piqued. evidently,
you.
The youngins are doing a lot of booby boner pictures.
Oh, my God.
And they send them through the snaps chats, and then they disappear or something.
Yeah. Snaps chats. Look for
All
it. We're going to invent it.
All I know is my takeaway from that is that two hot college guys wanted to see us naked. That's all.
Yeah.
I know that's not the case, but that's what I tell
that's
myself.
That's what we'll remember from it.
How much have I drank yet? Okay.
That's it. But this is what I feel like, that like when we come back to Nebraska, it has aged.
Oh.
Like it's grown up really fast.
Oh.
And we aren't prepared for it because we're used to like the Nebraska we left how many years ago?
11. 11.
Hold on, do the math. We're
33. We're 33.
And then,
and we graduated, and don't make me do the math. We're going to make all sorts of lies. Fact checkers, you graduated from high school in 2008.
They know.
We've been gone a long time. 2 decades, is fair to say. And the Nebraska we remember is not the Nebraska that it is now.
No,
when
it's
the
not.
Fuck did Nebraska get vineyards?
Yeah, and might I say the place that I used to call home is now on the other side of the tracks. When did that happen?
Yeah. You guys in Omaha have moved the tracks.
You moved the dang tracks. I would like to write a strongly worded letter to Union Pacific if I could, because, I mean, I got a friend that grew up like around 84th Street. You know, that's a fancy. And when I talk about my experience about going to the Bavarian Cafe for cockfighting, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
They're like,
that's not my.
Now a Yankee
I didn't go
Doodles.
There for cockfighting. But didn't everybody go to South O for their like cash pounding for their wedding?
What's South O? Well, I don't know that reference.
I guess what is South O? It's everything 50th and no.
But is 50th, it like
that's the wrong direction?
But what is it? It's didn't you tell me that like you had your prom in like a cattle yard?
Stockyards Plaza. Yeah.
Okay.
We did.
No judgment. Ours was in the gym.
It was. It was the Stockyards Trading Building.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're about to go down right now, Jen.
Why?
Because I've got a Nebraska audience here now. Riddle me this.
All right. I know
what's
going to happen.
You know what I'm going to say. Did you or did you not serve at your prom? I'm not saying at your own
That's
prom.
Lynn. That's Lynn.
Okay.
Clap.
Let me say, when we were sophomores or juniors, I can't remember.
Look,
I think
Kristen,
I
hate
both.
To break this to you. Everybody's looking at you blankly.
No. When you were in high school, you would work the prom and you would serve the food to the upperclassmen, the juniors and seniors that were prom. Is that right? Am I right?
Danelle raised her hand. You guys went to the same high school.
Because now listen, I will give you this. I did not serve at my senior prom because I was invited to that one. That would have been sad, but I did run a front of house show for the sophomore year that we served, and we wore harem pants, and it was like we wore vests and harem pants, and I've never felt more attractive. And if you don't know what harem pants, then you were not a part of the 90s.
No, we all know what we call them hammer pants.
Hammer pants. Harem pants. Fuck yeah. Excuse my language.
Back. No, don't.
I just needed to clear the air on that because Jen thought I was actually like a server at my prom.
Well, where are you guys? Are you most of you from Omaha or where are you? Woo? Yeah. We didn't do that shit.
Who's from Central City? Are you okay? My God, two of you. Okay.
What?
I'm going to say this.
Oh, that's your brother.
Oh.
Matthew, hello. I didn't know you were going to be here. Nice to see you.
I can see Christy and I. Of course I know the two people. Obviously, Danelle and Lynn are in the back. Hi. We know each other. There's 18 of us. But have you been back to Central to see that Central City has a wine bar? Has a fancy-ass wine bar. What is happening to Nebraska?
Everything is fancy. Okay, so when I left Nebraska and I went to L.A., it was a very overwhelming experience. Somebody asked us about this.
Yes, somebody asked us what it was like when you met Gene Simmons.
Gene Kelly.
When you tap danced with Gene Kelly. That would be a sight, especially since
evil.
He's dead.
I'm not that old. Yeah.
By the way, A plus on these questions, ladies and gentlemen.
So good. This is from Jode and Beth. Where you at, girls?
What does it say? Jode?
Is it Jody?
Joel and Beth.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, man, just only the people we know keep asking us the
questions. I know.
Questions.
Honestly, Beth, your handwriting's terrible. Okay. Hi, you guys. I did. So when I moved to, she's got a card. There's no money or addresses with, that's fine. But next time, money, just so everybody knows. Money, and then we can ship everybody's stuff.
You gave us enough money. She paid for yours. She paid for yours.
Yeah. I did. So when I moved to LA, just a very young, spry preteen.
Sad. Scared.
Yeah.
God, LA's
guys,
big
I,
when you're from
I,
here.
Some of you will get this. Some of you won't. I used to go to the Pizza Keg on L Street with my dad. Anybody else?
Pizza Keg.
Yeah, very South O thing. And he would give us a stack of quarters so we could watch the Patriots play. And I would use all my quarters on Kiss music or Kiss stickers. Oh. So I've always had this like weird fascination with Gene Simmons. And as soon as I got to L.A., the first famous person I see, no shit, at a yogurt shop, Gene Simmons with a parrot on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And I taught because my mom was with me. She talked to him. She was like, can we get a picture with you? So we brought out the old Polaroid. I mean, it was a long time ago. It really was. We brought out the camera and he goes, where are you from? And I said, Omaha. And he goes, I once fell in love with a girl from Omaha. Maybe your name was Beth.
Oh.
But then
I think maybe he was talking about you. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Whatever. I couldn't pay rent. I could have made some work. But
did your
and then
heart
he said,
beat?
He goes, I think you need to be here. I believe Aww. You belong here. And I was like, oh, my God. God just spoke to me through Gene Simmons, you guys. I need to be here.
Like, it's really scary to move from Nebraska because the Midwest is so warm and lovely and everybody kind of takes care of you all the time. Like there's an extension of people that if you're from Iowa, they're nice to you. If you're from Nebraska, because you like understand each other, they're like, I'm from Nebraska. I'm from Iowa. Okay, yeah. Come on over. And that's such a nice way.
But tell them, here's what we really do. We go, they're like, hey, I got my uncle lives in Nebraska. And we go, what's your family name?
Yeah.
And then we do the math because you know a cousin or something.
You always know somebody. So when you move out to LA, it's so big and it's so overwhelming and you're so homesick. And so when Jen and I met, we did not know each other in Nebraska.
Which is impossible.
But we had so many of the same friends. We knew all the same people. I'm 100% sure I was at a comedy show she was in and I was just very hammered and I have no memory of it. But I remember we were both new to LA and I went to this weird comedy show. This is not uncommon. Like in LA, you're trying to do comedy everywhere. And this used to be a salon and they were so broke. They couldn't change the sign. So they just called it the salon.
Yeah.
And then
they just crossed out the word hair.
It smelled like perm. You went in there and you were like, oh, but we were like happy to have a stage to perform. So I went to see some friends. I saw Jen and I was like, she kept making jokes about appetizers. And I was like, I like her. So we met in a parking lot, having beers, tailgating, and it felt very familiar.
Yep.
And then it came out that we were both from Nebraska. And when I say that we both started talking at a level where glass started to break, everyone was like, what's going on? What's happening?
It's impossible.
And then the next day I went to her house and we swapped leather jackets.
Yeah.
And it was real leather because I was like, if this bitch gives me pleather and I give her leather, I will.
Well, we didn't know each other that well.
We didn't know each other that well.
Very skeptical of what leather
is. And I will tell you, her jacket is very small on me, but I did try. and then I remember I went over there.
Freakishly thin arms. It's very upsetting.
I could put on the arms, but I couldn't put on the back. And then I remember I came over to a party one time. And she had casseroles. And I remember everything smelled like home. And I just remember being like, I'm not so homesick now.
Yes.
I found my person in
we
LA.
Did. Yeah, we did. Because we like instantly
fell in love.
That's right.
And then we made it more complicated and fell in love with husbands. And then we had children. And that brought us to my mom so hard because thank you. Thank you. And somebody asked us this question. I'm going to read it. It says, from Elizabeth, which I love this the specificity.
Yeah, what's that word?
You say it.
Specificity?
Yep.
Specificity.
Oh, my God. You're in the zone.
That's how you
should
spelled
play
it.
Darts right now because you'll win.
I think so.
Okay, what was your favorite early video to film and why? Any regrets? What does that say? Surely not. Any regrets? Surely not.
That's polite.
I think she's like, you should have some regrets.
Spanx. Well, all of these videos have a very like genuine
starting point
where we're like, we have to tell each other something. And so we saw each other, I think before we started doing the videos one time, we were both out and we had like both had little babies at home. And I was like,
wearing Spanx.
I can't breathe. It was like 115 degrees.
And we were sitting there, and I remember that we were both postpartum. We were both at a happy hour, just her and I having a drink, which never gets to happen. We were both barely breathing. Is that not right?
Nope. This is a different time. Yeah, this is a different time.
We can tell
that one too. But I go, I have two pairs of Spanx on. And she goes, I swear to God, she said this. Why would you do that? I do too.
Man, there's just something in my head that's like, you guys, if you just squeeze it in the right places, it's going to look so much better. So I would just have like this weird orb in my back.
Yeah.
And like a like a centipede middle. And then I'm like, there's stuff coming up through my armpit fat.
Oh, the armpits, the back. That's,
yes,
that's so upsetting.
My back has cleavage. Like, it just feels like, and then I put a long cardigan over it because that's going to really shape me up.
Just the Spanx and a cardigan? It was hot.
It was hot.
It was hot.
Sometimes
yeah.
I would just say to myself, it looks beige. And then I would slide on jeans and I was like, it's just like I'm trying to race to the finish with a yeast infection. I know.
Yeah, if you were,
I don't
you
even
can't
know.
Do two of
you
the,
can't do two of
the
it. No, you'll break
ones.
Something down
no,
there. I'm already suffering an injury on the right side. I don't need anything to add to that.
Yes.
Well done. What's up, my vagina?
Well, I just at this age in life discovered Spanx and swimsuits. I had the same fallacy.
You wore together?
What the?
No. I thought, well, they'll see the line. If you
can Photoshop all that out, Chris. No, I don't wear Spanx with my swimsuit, Kristen.
Because if they made that, I'd want to know where it is.
They would make Spanx
swimsuits. That would be like a toe-to-head thing. It would be like a zip-up situation.
Like a Blue Man Group situation. No, I just at this age of 33, what did I say?
33.
Okay.
33.
I was looking for Spanx and swimwear. I thought you bought the size you wanted to be.
No.
And then it would make you look like that. If it was the right cut.
No, man.
But that's not how they work.
No.
You're supposed to get your size.
This is how I take mine out.
Yeah. That,
mine looks like a contact lens.
How come I'm not getting one leg through this?
No. And then I call my husband into the bathroom and I go, we made an agreement.
Yep.
For better or for worse.
Yep.
And you're going to fucking shove me into this thing before.
Yes.
We go to this wedding.
We're such good friends that her husband has shoved me into Spanx before.
Yes. And into your wedding dress, which we got almost all the way on.
The truth is, any video where Kristen's like, I don't want to post that video, I'm going to throw up. I'm like, oh, I already posted it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we know that it resonates with people because it's like honest or something.
Right. Yes. When we did
what?
I'm still not over it. When we did the swimsuits video, which is thank you. I'll give you the short version. Thank you. So the question we get asked the most is how long did it take to find those swimsuits? And the honest to God answer is less than 10 minutes. We went to TJ Maxx.
One rack.
She went to one rack, I went to another, and I go, this one's dumb, this one's dumb, this one's dumb, this one's dumb. And she's like, they're great. She showed me hers. I go, those are awful. Let's go. Because we had kids and we had no help and no money and had to do all of it on our own. So we got these swimsuits. And then there was one that Jen was like, I can't let you do that.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not covering the front, is it?
No. It was. You know how body suits are real thin in the front?
Yeah, this
and
was.
And then it does this, like, side thing?
Yeah. She goes, I can't let you do that. And I go, you're a good friend. But the rest, who knew? So we shoot this video, and I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm actually kind of shy when it comes to that thing. And we did the video, and I said, I don't want to post it. And she was like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, I'm too embarrassed. I don't like the way I look. I don't want everybody to see me like this. I feel really embarrassed. She's like, well, let me just do one more edit. Let me just try one more thing. By the way, might I just brag about my friend who learned to edit with a 9-month-old through YouTube. I can't fucking figure out how to fold a fitted sheet. And she learned how to edit from YouTube. She is still our editor. She edits everything. She's got an eye. She's totally gifted. So she did this edit, and I was like, that one's kind of funny, but no, I'm still, I don't want to do it. And then both husbands talked to me independently, like, I think you should really let this video go. And I'm like, nope, hell no, 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 no. Too much cellulite,
no,
too
much
shame.
But you said too, I'm going to say to her credit, Kristen's like, we never want to complain. Like,
we never want to complain.
We just want to state the facts, and you can read into that what you will.
Also, I didn't want to look too weird and creepy and sort of shameful as I was, like a deer in headlights. Like, is this one okay? And so then Jen did another one. She edited another video. And I was like, yeah, that's getting better. I'm still not comfortable with it. She edits another video. And she's like, I think this is it. And I saw it and I go, yeah, that's pretty funny. I'm still not sure. And she goes, okay. So we left on a flight to Seattle the next day to go do a show up in Seattle. And when we got to the airport, I go, I've thought about it and I think I'm comfortable at this stage. Thank you for considering my feelings. You're a good friend. I just wanted to get to a comfort. She goes, I posted it. So we had no time. We get on the plane. And when you are on Facebook, as you know, Facebook and social media can be a fucking cesspool.
Yeah.
So we didn't.
You got to unfriend your family members, you
right.
guys. You
That's
can't
the first way
them.
To have fun. But what we wanted to make sure that we didn't do was have the settings on so that people could comment on the pictures that other people posted. And generally, we took those off because we weren't sure. We wanted to protect the women who were commenting and saying things. But on this video, we didn't have any of those protections on. So when we got on the plane, when we got off the plane, we hit 10 million views within about less than two hours. There were 10. Well, that was just on Facebook. So I saw this like 10 and I was like, because in my head, I was like, who's going to see it? It's fine. Everybody fucking saw
some
it.
Some Czechoslovakian yeah, guys. Like,
where the?
Proud of you, ladies.
Wow, many.
Congratulations on
People
being so brave.
People from across the globe yeah. were telling us we were relatable. I was like, what the fuck did we do?
By the way, relatable is insulting.
That's like hurts my feelings.
Non-threatening is rude.
Like, not, listen, do you want to know how many form-fitting, form-helping swimsuits we
so
got playing in the mail?
Guys.
Hundreds. Do you want to know how many modeling contracts we got? Fucking zero. Yeah. Zero. So that's fine. But the reason it's my favorite video is not even because of what, because of our part in the video. But when we got to the hotel, we opened it and there were all of you on there, all of these women on there, all different sizes
Bad
and shapes.
Ass
and they
ladies.
Were like, you know what? I haven't been to the beach in 2 years. And today I put on my tankini and I'm going to the beach.
Yeah.
And all these yes. women.
It was like very supportive,
it
not
was
in a,
so
like a
supportive.
Lame kumbaya way. It was
no,
like
a
badass
way.
Like, you guys, how much crotch are you getting over there?
Oh,
right. Just is it okay? Not bad. Okay.
No, I just felt myself relax, and I was like,
we got to do some of these amazing questions. We should make the questions our mom box.
Yes, we're gonna make
That's
this our mom box. Do you guys notice how we really didn't even finish the topic? This is how our podcast goes.
Oh, but we'll circle back.
We'll circle back.
Maybe.
No, we won't.
We'll do it next week.
Because we're getting older. We won't remember what we were talking about.
But can I, before we do the questions, what was it? It
something
was
about turning into our parents,
just how
which we hope we're not.
Changing and we're not. But you know what I wanted to say was
yes.
there are all these like businesses that I miss in Nebraska. And I don't know. I feel like, can I tell you that I miss, is the Marley Bone still here?
The Marley Bone?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Is Broncos still here?
Yeah.
Best okay. burgers in the universe.
Okay.
I know Runs is still here, right? Ugh. Yeah.
You're not from Nebraska.
I'm sorry,
Kristen.
I love you and I love my people, but I hate Runzas. Or what are they called? Beer Rocks? I know. This has been a point of contention. There was a point where I think my dad was like, I'm not sure if you're mine.
I don't know.
All right. We've got some fun questions. You guys answer or ask some really good questions. These
yeah.
are fun.
We're gonna call you out because we want to know who asked these amazing okay. questions too. Is that okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead. You go first.
Oh, am I going first?
Sure.
This one I love. Okay. This is from Ann K. Where you at, girl? Right there. Casey, you better come down here. My baby is 4 weeks old.
I could still be pregnant.
Yeah. She was 4 weeks early?
Wait.
He was 4 weeks early.
Oh, how are you doing? Are your boobs exploding right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I can tell. They look great, girl.
You're like,
shit, they'll never
God
look that way
you.
Again. Yeah. Nice.
I'm just saying, you look great.
I can't even look you in the eye
how
right
the
now.
How the hell are you sitting up in
I
a
know.
Chair right
Jeez,
now?
Jeez, 4 weeks?
You're making it look way too easy. I made it look as hard as possible.
All right. Here's what she asks you guys. How do you nicely tell your mom and mother-in-law you don't like how they're doing something with your baby?
Basically,
you
how do you
nice.
Tell them to fuck off?
Yeah, no, you tell them to fuck off. You're like, your only job is to hold that baby while I shower for the first time. You can make me a roast beef sandwich and zip it.
You know what I say? Walk around your house 100% topless.
You got to be ready.
Just go super hippie, and they will get so uncomfortable that they will leave. Yeah. Set them up on the table. Put them on the counter. Tell them, like, hey.
Just squirt just in every direction.
Tell them you're going to express yourself literally in front of them, and
this
they
is,
will leave.
It's natural.
They will leave. Just be careful, because if they say that's weird.
And how old is your little, or no, how boy or girl, what are their names?
Boy, his name's Malachi James.
Oh my God. Bless you.
Yes, yeah, send us a picture.
You're going to be great.
Is
Don't
this
worry.
Your first?
Yes.
Godspeed, girl.
So,
thank you.
These couple of years are really hard, but they like you.
I know. You know what my 9-year-old corrected me about? I said something about buffalo. He goes, there were no buffalo in North America. There were bison. And now you know Kristen's password.
I know.
Right? I know.
Yeah, we have to deal with that age where they're like, I know everything, and you don't know fucking
they don't. They
anything.
Don't know.
Because I'm 11.
Yeah. You drop them in a field, they would die in, like, hours. They can't without you.
In hours.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
I have a good one.
Okay.
Hey, Laura. Laura in A2 says, hi, girl. Look at you with your, like, friends all around you.
A2, that sounds like the penthouse.
Yeah, man.
There, Laura.
Other than wine, how do you ease mom guilt?
Are you trying to get us to say pot?
All it you is. Need to do is it call is. Another mom friend, tell her what you did. She'll tell you what she did. And if she's a good friend, she'll tell you what she did that was worse. And then you'll feel better.
That's how all of this started. It really is how all of it started. Was
you
the
just,
story we started to tell and didn't was I messaged Kristen, like, after our second, was it?
Yep.
No, my first year, second, we're born. And I was like, hey. I just got this email from a plastic surgeon because I'm on his list because you can get free shit. He's having an open house. Let's go and see if we can get free skin cream, which I did win a basket, by the way.
I won my first raffle ever, and I felt weird about taking the prize because of this story, but I did take the prize.
Literally.
But I didn't get the prize. It was just skin cream.
Our friend Anna won a boob job at this. Like, listen, she really did. She really
that
did.
That is the kind of party I'd
party,
like to go
right?
to.
But we are at this party, and I'm like 4 months postpartum, and Kristen's like looking at this jewelry counter, and the guy that owns like the vendor goes up to me and said, when are you due?
And I said, you stupid man.
And
do
my,
you not know the rule? Unless you see that baby coming out, you say nothing.
I didn't know how much my friend loved me until I couldn't stop the tears from coming out of my... Because I was like, I look okay.
Yeah.
I got 6 pairs of Spanx on right now.
She was trying so hard just to go out and have a good time, and that guy just fucked it up. So I stole a ring. No, I'm just kidding. But I felt like I should have stole that ring.
Guy, though,
was,
really.
I started sweating, and it was hard to get the ring off. I was like, I swear, I'm going to walk out of here with a huff as soon as I get
and
this
And I was
shit
like, I'm not. I had a baby at home. And she was like, let's just leave here and go get a drink.
Yep.
And we literally went to the bar, like, next door and downstairs and just bawled with
just
each other.
Just bawled. In public, people were
in
like.
In public.
What do we do with them? And I think everybody was like, I think they're postpartum.
No, that one's obviously pregnant. Don't serve her.
We should just avoid. Server was like, I can't go
God,
up there
just
again.
Bring them free hot wings and nachos.
Yeah, that's how you ease mom guilt. You choose not to have it.
So true.
I love this. I love that people are still banging a bunch.
What? They are? Who is?
Emily and Mish? What's this say? I don't have my readers on.
Emily and Missy, where you at?
She says,
back there.
How do you divert? How do you divert the kids' attention when you and the hubs want to get busy?
I'm sorry, are your kids paying attention to you? Give them an iPad.
Yeah, man.
You got 3 solid days to
are
just bang away.
I could literally start foreplay and they're watching Mr. Beast and they would have no idea what's happening.
I'm like, you can spend $20 on Roblox.
Yeah,
and
then
I'll see you next Thursday. Yeah.
But I really don't want to use that time for that.
Well, you don't have to. You're like, hey, let's be honest. We've all been married a while. We've got like 30 good minutes and then we've got to craft.
I want to go watch like TikToks of Hot Guys or TikToks of Brian Bosworth and get my party going. I don't want
30 minutes is a lot more than I get.
Yeah. What? What? I didn't hear you.
30 minutes is a lot more than I get.
30 minutes of downtime? Do you not believe in screens? Because that's dumb.
No, 30. She's talking about the sexual part, right?
Wait.
Yeah.
30 minutes? You get 30 minutes?
No, it's more like 30 seconds.
Yeah. You don't want 30
Girl,
minutes.
That's a compliment.
You want maybe top to bottom, beginning to end, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Get in, get out, start the true crime documentary on Netflix.
And that's assuming you've watched Yellowstone and you took the first 3 minutes for yourself and you give him one. Right?
I'm telling you right now, if I were a husband, I would be writing letters to Hollywood every day like, bring Game of Thrones, the original, back.
Bring it back.
I never got laid more.
Yeah.
Yellowstone, keep rolling out episodes. My wife likes me.
Well,
sort of.
I mean, Game of Thrones really like put it together for the bearded beefy guys, right?
Yeah, my husband was like, yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, for four minutes.
Okay. Valerie, where are you at? Valerie?
Valerie, right smack in the middle with a beautiful bob.
You're cute.
Denim
jacket. And is that your husband with you right there? Okay.
What'd you do wrong?
Because I know.
To be here tonight.
No.
Oh, you buy
stuff. You do butt stuff?
Oh,
let me tell you what.
We got another guy next to him.
This is our sixth date night in 2 weeks. We are empty nesters. Big hand for them. You did it. You're free.
Let me tell you something. You need to keep that shit to yourself, okay?
Sorry.
Because the worst thing you can be is an empty nester around a couple that is not an empty nester. Because you guys say things like, we're having a sexual renaissance.
Oh, like, do you say
we're
that?
We're reconnecting with each other's bodies. We're getting to know each other. And my husband and I are like, that's not what's happening in our house.
Yeah.
She watches TV in one room. I watch it in the other.
Yeah.
She texts me a text message that says, if you can do it in 3 minutes, I'm willing.
Yeah. I'll throw it to my husband. I'm like, if you walk into the bathroom when I'm showering one more time, I'll call the fucking police, man. I'm so sick of it. You know, you hear the shower going.
Yeah. Husbands always want to bang when you're in a hurry.
Like,
is
I
it
have
because
to drop
we look,
the kids off.
Is it because we look efficient at that time? We're like walking back and forth. We're getting shit done. And they're like, ooh, boner town. And then in their heads, they're like, she wants to do it so bad right now. I know she's ignoring me. She's playing hard to get.
She's sweating,
like checking
she
the family calendar.
Cheeks.
She's packing soccer bags. She's figuring out how to pick one kid up from horses. She wants to do it.
Yeah.
No, my husband, I took our kids. So my husband is alone
good
for
question.
3 days.
I didn't even ask what
3 days
he's doing.
He's alone. Like, and he's going to, he's having a sleepover.
What?
I know what that sounds like.
He's having a sleepover?
He's got these buddies that they go on baseball trips. And so they're having a baseball sleepover and they're going to watch like old.
I just lost
baseball.
My boner. You know, my husband took the kids on a road trip. And I'm going to go meet them tomorrow at a football game because I want a new handbag.
I'm
not
going
doing
to be
butt
spending
stuff
the day
though,
with my friends from high school, and I'm not going back to my parents' house. I'm going to my friend's house, and I'm going to have a fucking delightful time all by myself. What's up? With good friends, drinks, and memories. Woo! I have to give a big shout out. I see my brother in the audience here tonight.
What? You didn't see him 20 minutes ago?
No, I did.
We talked to him?
No, I see him. But Matthew, honestly, just for the sake of this audience so they know I'm not insane, how many times did our parents tell us to shut the screen door yesterday when we were at the house? How? Not once, but how many times when we walk out, it's if our grandchildren
do it, they're perfect. Way to play along, Matthew.
No, no, no. How many times when you walk out of the screen door and you don't shut it right behind you, how long do they tell you that you're not paying the heat? What?
Yeah.
Before you get through it. They always say the same thing. If you're a Midwest parent, you say the same thing. Born in a barn. Or
well, I'm not paying to cool the
outside.
We're
not paying to cool the outside, are we?
Yeah.
We're not paying to cool the outside. Lock the door behind you. What do you?
You lock it. Are you kidding me? What's that guy from the 50s is going to come to your house?
What do you?
That's dark.
Freddy Krueger.
They do. But here's what I miss about Nebraska, very specifically in the winter.
Nothing.
Your beer outside. You keep your beer outside. You don't need a cooler. You don't need a fridge. You could. Attic. That's so smart.
You know, honestly, when we think about Nebraska, and one of the questions that I don't think we brought it out.
No,
here.
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it right now. Jill said this. Seat number 13. That's my lucky number. Taylor Swift's too. There you are.
Don't
girl.
Be afraid. We're not right. That boozy yet.
Now that you have established yourselves. As what? And can do your podcast/videos from anywhere. Would you ever consider moving back to the good life here in Nebraska? Every damn day.
Every day. Sometimes we like to emotionally cut and get on Zillow and just look at your communities and your schools
front yards
and your backyards and your side yards.
Look, there's no home.
And your basements. Your fucking basements. Here's what we try to explain to people. We're like, no. It's not. Because once in a while, a house in California that's very old like mine will have a cellar. And it's literally like 4x6, just enough to hide a body. But when we're trying, when
I'm
Jen
gonna
and
get
I
in there
are
and I'm
really
gonna, like,
trying to really entertain a crowd, we'll deep dive into the love of basements. And we will corner people and we'll be like, you don't understand. A Nebraska basement is the same square footage as the rest of the house.
It follows
so
the same
You
line.
Can take an Uber from one side of a basement all the way to the other side of the basement. Generally, there's like a meat fridge. There's a bar. There's a pool table.
I'm telling you, nobody in Los Angeles has a pool table unless they're like George Clooney.
And they're all, and also it's generally outside because nobody can afford that square footage.
No.
So yes, we think about coming back all the time because we love it here and we do miss it.
And we miss very the people because like Casey was, remember you were dropping us off and she's like, oh shoot, I can't get into this spot. And I'm like, well, they're not dicks. They won't run us over.
Yeah. Everybody's
we
quick
get
to
out
help.
Of the car. All right.
My crutch, you know what? It's funny you asked. Not that you are.
What? Hold up.
Sorry. She said my crotch could go for a mil. Oh, I thought
garage.
You said my crotch.
Oh. You hear what you want to hear, Kristen.
I'm just saying I agree with you about my garage and my crotch.
No. You don't, Kristen, you don't have an L.A. real estate level kind of crotch.
No.
I know it.
And
I've seen it. I've seen it.
I know.
You've got a Council
you.
Bluffs crotch. I've seen that, girl. It is.
I don't need a million. I need like 250,000. So if that's what it gets, there we go. You guys, I don't
You've
think
You've got
there's...
like a Kia Spectra crotch, Kristen. Whatever that is. What's the going
I
rate?
I don't think there's any way that we can end this night on a higher note than talking about my low price crotch. So at this time, we want to say thank you so much for coming out, for being with us, for sharing the night with us. I know.
But you know what? You guys don't have to leave
because
we
want to
like say hi and do pictures with you in the back there.
Yeah.
So
see my friend Lynn.
We got to do it fast before they kick us out because there's another awesome show. You can stay for that, but please stay. Get your pictures with us.
Yes.
Let's take these mics and go up to the front.
Fly me to the moon.
There you go. You guys get it.
Thank you for coming.
Stop. You don't have to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, my God.
Thank
we love you so much.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Stick around. Let's do pictures. I think we podcasted.
We podcasted.